The Guardian.
Two blind patients have undergone Britain's first bionic eye operations. The procedures were carried out by a team at Moorfields Eye Hospital in London, and the pioneering surgery could help return the sight of thousands of people with visual impairments. Well, The Guardian's science correspondent Ian Sample is here to talk about the research. Ian, what did they actually do, these surgeons?
So what they did is they, both men were truly blind. So a lot of people who are sort of registered blind can have some vision, but these men were completely blind. And in the operations, what the surgeons did is they go into one eye on each of the men and they implant an electrode on the back of the retina. And this electrode is sort of a grid of 10 by 6 wires, so it's 60 electrodes. Now, what the men will do is they'll wear these glasses, which have a tiny video camera fitted to the glasses. And the video camera will be just look out and pick up images from the world. And then it beams the images down to a kind of iPod-sized unit on their belt, which processes those images, sends them back up to the video camera. And then that then is beamed wirelessly into the eye, onto the electrodes on the eye. And what this does is the electrodes then stimulate the back of the eye, the nerves at the back of the eye, which send this image through to the brain, down the optic nerve. And so
how much better does someone's sight get?
It doesn't get an awful lot better. I mean, these people are profoundly blind, and the implants are going to give them a really basic, really rudimentary type of vision. I mean, they will be able to see through that one eye the world on a 10 by 6 grid. So you can imagine, and the doctors expect that they'll be able to see outlines of shapes. They should be able to get around without sort of bumping into things and stuff like that. I mean, a previous version of this has been tried with just 16 electrodes. And in those cases, there were 6 patients who were fitted with this. And sat at a dinner table, the people could tell the difference between a cup and a plate and a knife. So because they had different outlines, so they could pick out a few things, even with that just a small number of electrodes.
So it's better than no sight at all. How much is this going to cost?
Well, it's really hard to say right now because so much research has gone into producing these, and at the moment each one is handmade. So, but eventually, this trial is going to last 3 years. If that all goes well, then the company thinks that they should be able to knock them out for about £15,000 a piece, which is about the same amount of money as one of these electronic ear implants.
And what about the technology itself? This has been in development for some time now. These aren't the first operations of this kind in the world. They are in Britain. But how far do the researchers themselves think they can go with this?
Well, they're already working on a 600-electrode system. And when they've tested, they've done these interesting tests on sort of healthy people, trying to test what they would be able to see if they only had this sort of a 600-electrode grid to see the world through. And they think that you should get enough information to be able to read if you can have that kind of implant. And one of their other, which that would be a huge milestone for them, because giving blind people the ability to read would be obviously a massive deal.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.